Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
2 years ago, my wife and I purchased a small property on the lake for the family to spend the summer months away from the hustle and bustle of the city. As soon as kindergarten concluded for the year, my wife and I packed up our belongings and our five-year-old son to set off for our new summer vacation home. My wife is a biologist, and she would be able to work from home due to our location and research she could do from our property. Our family is fortunate that she has such a successful job, which allows us the freedom to live comfortably. Unfortunately for me, we have moved a lot over the last 10 to 15 years, and I have not been able to stay with the same company for an extended period of time. This new town had one small grocery store that seemed to be the main location that everyone used for shopping. It also seemed to be the hot spot for tourists who would visit once the weather turned warm. Luckily for me, I am a trained butcher from jobs I had in my early 20s, so finding work was usually not very difficult. I applied for a job at this small store, and got the job almost immediately. There would be two butchers on staff, myself and the guy who ran the store. His name was Will. He was the person who hired me. For the first few weeks, he seemed like a pretty quiet and laid-back guy. I would get to work every day shortly after 7 a.m. He never really cared that I was usually 5 minutes late. He was about 6 foot tall. He had greasy black hair and a really big nose. He had really small, green, beady eyes. His voice was really low and rumbled a bit when he talked. And he had baby-looking teeth. Like when he smiled, you could see a whole mess of teeth. After the first few weeks is when I noticed things starting to get a little odd. His temper would get out of hand, and he would explode on me seemingly out of nowhere, and then 5 minutes later be totally cool again. It didn't really bother me too much because he was technically my boss, and I just assumed maybe he had some kind of anger issues, and I'm not one to judge. After these first few weeks of little outbursts, they began to get more uncomfortable. He would start saying things like, "You better get done when I leave, or you'll be sorry." Or mumble things like, "Sometimes I think you'd be more help to me if you were dead." This stuff made me uncomfortable, but again, I just assumed that maybe that's just how he managed. I have met a lot of old-school butchers during my time in this business, and some of them are really intense individuals, so I figured this was just more of the same. Fast forward to a day when I showed up to work 15 minutes late. I got caught in a traffic jam, and unfortunately, there isn't really alternative routes to get to the store. I showed up, and Will was just standing in the meat cooler staring at me. He had a black apron on, covered in blood from cutting all morning, with a huge butcher knife still in his hand. I tried to apologize, but before I could speak, he put his hand up to silence me and said in his deep voice, "This will be the last time you're late. The last person to disrespect me." And he kind of paused for a moment and looked down to the ground, and then finished by saying, "Never mind, just don't be late again." The next few days, he was very quiet, like something was bothering him. But to me, it was great not having to hear him complain about everything. He left early one day and told me to just make sure I cut a few extra things and to clean the meat room. It was about 7 p.m., and I was about to call it a night and head home, until I noticed something. In the back corner of the meat cooler, we had what was called bone cans. This is a waste can where you dispose of the bones and trimmed fat. Coming out of the bottom of one of the cans was a small pool of blood. Now, ordinarily, this wouldn't be a huge deal, because I see this kind of thing a lot with my job. but this pool looked fresh, and the smell was really bad. I tried to move the can, and it was much heavier than it usually was. They get picked up once a week, but this week they were a day late for some reason. I took the lid off and almost passed out due to the smell. I also noticed meat in there that was a strange color, and again, a lot more blood than usual. I put the lid back and left that night trying to figure out what the heck was in that can and why it smelled so bad.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I have been in this business for a long time, as I previously mentioned, and I've smelled bad meat before. But this was so bad. The next day I came in, and Will was standing in the cooler again. He looked really angry. He came at me with a crazed look in his eye, and a knife in his hand again, and said, "What do you think you saw in that can, huh?" He started to poke my chest with his finger, and say in a really hostile and defensive voice, "Come on, pal, tell me what you saw. I know you were digging, just tell me what you think you saw." His voice started to turn into a yell, and this is where I decided to call it quits. Once you put your hands on me, I am done. The crazy thing is, I don't even know how he knew I looked into the bone can. Maybe I left the lid ajar? I couldn't remember. I left, and he actually followed me to my car. Not to apologize, but to keep on hammering me about the bone can. I drove off and looked in my mirror, and he was standing in the parking lot, yelling to himself. Now the reality is, I didn't actually dig or even look in the can longer than a few seconds. I drove home immediately, and my wife, of course, supported me, and was happy to let me just spend the rest of the summer break with my son, being a stay-at-home dad. About a week after the incident where I quit, I was awoken in my recliner in the living room, close to 4 or 5 a.m. I was woken up by lights outside that had driven by the property. My wife was already gone for the day, and my son was sleeping. All the lights in the house were off, and I made my way to the window. There was a massive red pickup truck parked outside my house. Now the scary part is there was nobody inside the truck, and even though I couldn't make out a lot of the details, the truck looked like the one always parked outside of the grocery store. It was Will's truck. I went into my son's room and stayed there awake for the rest of the night. At about 7:30 a.m., I looked outside, and the truck was gone. For the next few nights, I saw that truck driving around the block, but I could not see the driver. I told my wife what I had been seeing, and she recommended perhaps we go back to the house in the city, as her current project was almost done anyway. A few weeks after being back in the city, I needed to head back to the lake to grab some of the items we forgot. When I got there, one of our windows was broken, and things were tossed around like someone had been inside the property. I did report this to local authorities, mostly to document the damage that had been done to the property. I know I don't have any proof that Will caused the damage, or that my family was actually in danger. I just know something was off about that guy, and I think next year we are planning to sell that property and find somewhere much further away from that area. Being that I found a community of kindred spirits here at Being Scared, I think that most of us will understand how much I love and look for things to scare me. I have never disbelieved in the paranormal, but I couldn't let myself truly believe in it without experiencing it for myself. As a result, I have gone to a few extremes in my attempts to find my first paranormal encounter. If I travel to a city with a quote-unquote haunted hotel, that's where I would insist that I stay. Obviously, at the front desk, I request the rooms with the most reported encounters and activity. I take every ghost tour I can, and particularly enjoy ghost bar crawls. I haven't broken into any abandoned asylums for fear of getting in trouble with the law, but that doesn't mean I haven't looked for at least 2 decades for what some people say they feel all the time. My most extreme attempts were that I have literally spent the night alone in 2 different famously haunted graveyards, to no avail. I began to think that if the spirit world exists, maybe they can sense someone who wants to experience it and won't be satisfyingly scared by them. But my love for Halloween and all things scary made it impossible for me to give up. The following is the story of one of the scariest but also best moments in my life. If you don't already know the stories of the Menger Hotel in San Antonio, you should read up on what is considered by at least some to be the most haunted hotel in Texas, where I live. I went down to San Antonio with my mom for a conference she was attending and wanted me to tag along. She knew better than to argue with my request for a room in the famously haunted section of the hotel, and we ended up in a cute 2-room suite in the older half of the hotel, which was the haunted part. Our first night there, she fell asleep several hours before me, but I was just in my half of the suite, watching TV quietly. Suddenly, I experienced a feeling that I had never had before that moment. I could feel her. It was like all the stories I've heard before without really getting it. The hairs on the back of my neck stood up, and a numbing chill ran through my whole body. I felt like the temperature dropped 20 degrees, and I found it hard to breathe properly in that utterly unique physiological and emotional state. I couldn't see her, but I felt her before I heard her. Soon after the first wave of chills and fear, I began to hear the very distinct sound of a woman crying from the open closet roughly 6 feet away from where I was lying down in my bed. It wasn't in the hallway. I knew it wasn't. It wasn't muffled like it would have been, even if the walls were thin. It was right there. I never saw her, but an overwhelming sadness washed over me for the pain I heard in her cries. Once I experienced the chill, fear, and sadness, I was so excited, even though I was still a little scared. I decided not to close the closet door and just to put in earplugs and went to sleep around 2:30 a.m. I did not wake up my mom through all of this because she does not share my love of all things scary, like, at all. If I woke her up that night, she would not have been able to fall back asleep. The next morning, however, I did tell her what happened the night before. She was scared, but believed me when I said, I could tell that the spirit was no threat to me or her. We got ready for the day and were locking up our room when we ran into a member of the cleaning staff. She was super friendly, and she ended up asking if we liked being in one of the most famously haunted rooms. The next bit here made my blood run cold for a microsecond. My mom mentioned that I thought I had experienced something that night. No details about hearing or seeing anything, just something. She then looks at us and says that many guests have reported that they heard an unseen woman crying in the front closet of that suite. We looked at each other in alarm, and what I already knew was reconfirmed. We had 2 more nights there, where I slept with a closed closet, and didn't experience anything strange as a result. But along with my obsession for horror, I knew beyond all possible doubt that the spirit world is real. My fright was far overshadowed by my joy of finally finding the thing I spent so long looking for.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.